You're listening to SBS News.
There's new evidence of multiple anti-Muslim neo-Nazi cells posing as fitness clubs across Australia. SBS has seen footage of the groups acquiring illegal firearms and engaging in paramilitary training in the Australian bush and encrypted discussions with overseas terrorist organisations on the use of explosives. Members of Australia's joint counter-terrorism team have raided the home of a man with alleged neo-Nazi links. Their investigations uncovered attempts to construct a 3D printed gun, and a Nazi swastika flag was also found hanging in the property. Assistant Commissioner Scott Lee is the head of the Australian Federal Police's counter-terrorism unit. He says violent nationalist extremism is quickly becoming one of Australia's biggest terrorism threats, with the unit's caseload growing by 750% in just 18 months.
It's a grave concern, and that's obviously what we are working hard to investigate and disrupt, both with ourselves, the State and Territory Police, and ASIO where it's appropriate.
A man who wishes to be known only as Mark describes himself as an ethno-nationalist. He joined a fitness club before the pandemic. It's actually a neo-Nazi cell with links to terrorist groups in Europe and the United States. Mark has spoken to SBS because he's concerned the talk within the groups could soon cross into violence. Here we have used an actor to protect his identity.
I signed up for a brotherhood of self-betterment, concerned about the failures of multiculturalism in Australia. I feel like things are now getting out of hand. It starts to get more and more violent. There is this besieged mentality, like we are under attack, so we need to prepare, train, and be ready for a war really soon.
SBS News has seen material showing members within the groups firing high-powered weapons and engaging in paramilitary-style training in bushland. Encrypted conversations also reveal conversations with far-right terrorist organisations overseas. For Australia's Muslim community, the threat feels very real.
Muslims themselves feel threatened. And we don't have to look very far back to see what the tragic events in Christchurch, to see what the results of this hatred can be.
Adele Salman lost friends in the Christchurch attacks.
These groups represent a near and present danger. They are planning to cause harm. They are growing.
Far-right expert Dr. Mario Poika says armed cells could pose a significant threat.
We are not talking about groups that talk a lot, violent talk on the internet, on some social media pages, but they meet, they hang out together, they develop a sense of community, of purpose, of urgency, they act in the woods.
Jeff Scoop was the head of the United States' largest neo-Nazi group for more than 15 years. He says the material SBS has obtained reveals a sophisticated and concerning threat.
When you have people that are training with guns that are armed, that know how to use them and things like that, you have that potential risk. What if it's just one? What if it's one out of, say, 100 that goes out and does that? How many people potentially can they harm? Could that be the next mass bomber?
He turned his back on white supremacy in 2019 and now runs a de-radicalization organization in the US.
What really concerns me, and that's the greatest motivating factor for the work that I do now, is not to save that one individual that might go do something like that, but it's the countless innocent people and that ripple effect that goes down the line.
Mark feels he's in too deep, but hopes he can one day safely leave. His fear is that these unknown groups will achieve notoriety in the most shocking of ways.
You haven't heard of us, but you hadn't heard of the Christchurch shooter before March 15th, 2019 either.
In a statement to SBS, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he finds Nazi views disgusting and that the threat of violent extremism is real and growing. The AFP says the threat of violent nationalist extremism will continue to climb and that it will carry out arrests of criminals regardless of the ideology involved. Henry Zwartz, SBS News.